You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview with Alex Dunn and Andy Holding with you to look at Ballinrobe's card on Monday evening. We've got seven races to go at on Monday, of varying levels of quality, varying field sizes as well. And hopefully we can point you in the direction of a winner or two. Good morning, Mr. Holding. How are you?
Morning, Alex. Yes, I'm ready to go for another week.
Spoke to you on Saturday before the Curra card.
Yes.
Sam also spoke to you yesterday. This card is of slightly lesser quality, shall we say, than the fare that we've seen at the Curra, but that doesn't mean that we can't pick out a winner, does it?
No, a little bit inferior, but had a good day Saturday at the Curra. I think I tipped 4 out of 8, and then yesterday only 1 out of 2, 3 non-runners, so it was 1 out of whatever was left, but yeah, it wasn't my better days yesterday.
And of course, what a day of sport, a Monday that normally you'd have thought would be sort of a bit of a lull perhaps in the sporting calendar, and we've got the Open to look forward to. Goodwood's just around the corner. It's a great time to be alive, isn't it?
It is, yeah, whichever way you look at it, whichever sport you like, you've got something. The tennis is going really strongly at the moment, some good tournaments, and obviously Davis Cup success. The pre-season friendlies are starting, the Premiership's only a few weeks away, and you know, we've got great racing. We've got the King George this week, Ballinrobe today, of course. Galway and Goodwood next week. And the small matter of the Open Golf today, and of course the Test matches, which are going strong. So yeah, it's thick and fast.
Okay, well, we'll start on the Ballinrobe card with the 6 o'clock. It's a claimer over an extended mile and a furlong. And not many of these have shown much form, Andy. Specific Gravity is a short price favourite. Wider World the next in, and they're the only two that have got any sort of credible form. Do you make it between these two?
I do, yeah. I mean, this really is Specific Gravity's to lose, you'd have to say, although he hasn't won for quite a while. He's going back 3 years now. He's shown some bright form in some of those races where he's been placed, including last time out at Killarney, and a really good handicap. It went the way of Vitally Important, and the Andrew Oliver stable was a very good horse on soft ground. But all the right horses who have been in good form over in and around a mile were involved in that race. It was a right tear-up as well. They went off a good gallop. And Specific Gravity ran with a good deal of credit to finish a 5 3/4 lengths fourth behind the eventual winner. But you've only got to look at the horses that were in behind him that day, the likes of Third Dimension, Straight to Zanzibar, Daredevil Day. I mean, it was a decent little heat. So a replication of that form should be good enough to win a race like this, because apart from Wider World, the rest of them seem out of form or a lighter form of years. Ken Condon's filly I tipped the other day in a claimer at Navan, and I was wondering why Connections had dropped her in such a lowly level after she won quite impressively here the time before. She beat a subsequent winner in the shape of Libab. So I thought, well, this could be a straightforward contest here. Maybe she just found the ground too fast for her at Navan, or she just didn't handle the track. But she is back to the scene of her previous win, so she's dangerous to write off totally. Clearly the tight contours of this track suit her, and the easier ground might play into her hands. But I'd have to go with Specific Gravity. He too likes soft ground, and he's definitely got the strongest credentials here.
Okay, Specific Gravity then in the opener. The 6:30 is next up. The same trip for a maiden. And plenty of respected connections, respected stables here, Andy. But I think it's fair to say that the runners in this race are not stable stars.
No, they're not, no. That's a fair assessment. Quite a few of these have had loads of chances. I mean, Arid and Swordfight, the front two in the market, have both got similar credential stroke convictions, whichever way you look at it. They've both run 15 times between them, and they haven't got the head in front. But what they have done is shown a fair level of form and a lot of place form as well on their defeats. Which one of these two handles a softer ground and the track is probably going to prove key. And with that in mind, I'd probably go with the one who's had plenty of form with ease in the ground, and that is Swordfight, who has finished third towards the back end of last season. Also started its year off in the first-time blinkers at Killarney when finishing fourth behind subsequent winner, Sacrificial. Then went to Navan the other day and took part in a very hot maiden. This would be probably one of the better maidens run early on in the season. The winner's gone in again, Outspoken. Salthouse has won the second. And Botany Bay, who was fourth in that race, that horse went on to win the Ulster Derby at Down Royal on its next start. Fields of Athenry, of course, was involved in that race, and he won the other day very, very comfortably at Leopardstown. So Swordfight was very much in deep that day. And I just think the combination of that race and his ability to handle soft might just prove the edge. But Arred also has got a little bit of soft ground form back in his performances this season. He was fourth behind Success Days, only beaten 3 1/4 lengths at Cork early on in the season. With a visor on first time, that could sharpen him up. So a race which should dominated by the front two in the market, I'll on this occasion go with Swordfight.
Okay, next up is the 7 o'clock handicap over a mile, 1.5 furlongs. And eyes are drawn, and indeed the betting is drawn, to 3 in this one. Andy, you've got Mohini for the Watchman Yard, Timeless Focus for the Bulgy Yard, those two unexposed and certainly could be improvers, and No Way Jack for the Martin Yard, who definitely brings the most solid form to the table here, Andy. 12-1 or bigger after those three. Which one do you fancy here?
Well, I'm going to have to go with the one who's got the strongest speed figure bringing it into the mix after a decent effort last time out, and that's Timeless Focus. The first horse to run out of that race, which was won by Wonder Holly last week at Killarney. And that race was the fastest furlong per furlong time I got of the four flat races on that card. I got 77 for Western Boy and 82 for On a Pedestal, who was an 83-rated handicapper trained by Aidan O'Brien, a 68 for Modem, who won the 2-mile-1 handicap. And I got 95 for Wonder Holly, only rated 72. So I'm desperate to get with his form. Alpha Mark at 62. Timeless Focus ran his best race so far to date, not only on the figures, but numerically as well, finishing a reasonable fifth. Just got a little bit short of room in the latter stages of that race and probably would have finished a bit closer had that not interference taken place, and was eased down as well. So even though beaten 5 lengths, that could have been foreshortened had that hampering not taken place. Clearly suited by a step-up in trip. There was cutting the ground that day at Killarney. So overall, an unexposed type who's got the fastest speed figure coming into this race against two horses who've had plenty of chances. Timeless Focus does make plenty of appeal. Mohini was really disappointing last time out at Nice when sent off second favourite. Not sure whether she's going the right way, and No Way Jack is now 0-13 despite many good placed efforts. He's becoming a little bit costly to follow, so I'm going to go with the Jim Bulger horse, and if that speed figure is anything to go with down in Killarney, then he should take all the beating.
Okay, so Timeless Focus, the pick in the 7 o'clock. The 7:30 is race 4 on the Ballinrobe card, and it's a handicap, once again, 1 mile, 1.5 furlongs the trip here. Arguably the best race on the card, and in fact it is the best race on the card. And money this morning for Marshall Jennings, formerly with Richard Hannon, and he's been running in some decent races for New Connections.
He has, yeah. He's been a winner waiting to happen for quite a while. I went for him last time out and made him a real strong bet in that race in the end went the way of Duca Valentinos, and that was a very similar story to Jessica Harrington's charge, because he was behind that individual at the Curra on his first run this season for New Connections, as you said, but that doesn't tell you all the whole story. He was very slowly away that day, but he was coming with a withering run at the inside, and he might have well been dangerous and might have won that race with a clear run, only to get almost forced over the rail with about a furlong to run. His chance obviously went instantaneously. But at the same time, when he only got beat 6 lengths, there's been numerous winners out of that race. Cradle Mountains won since, and the third has been second in a listed at Newbury. We haven't seen Duke and Valentino since that victory at the Curra on the 7th of June, but I'm pretty sure that form's okay. But unfortunately, on that occasion, Marshall Jennings pulled very hard. He didn't give himself any chance of getting home. So in the face of it, he did actually quite well to only get beat a length all in all. It's just a question today whether Fran Bray can just drop his head. There's only 6 runners. I'm hoping that Hurricane Twist will go off very, very quick, which he often does, and really make this a proper test. And it just gives Marcel Jennings a chance to drop his head and settle down, because if he does, he's obviously got a massive amount of ability. Leaning Keane looks the main danger. He won in a good time, 2 starts ago, Leopardstown over 7. He ran well last time out of hot handicap at the Curra. But all his best forms in and around a mile, he's never gone beyond. And, you know, this is 1.25 miles on soft to heavy ground, and even though he does handle cuts, that step up in trip's an obvious concern for him. So Marshall Jennings, the nap of the night for me. It's just whether Frambury, if he can do, drop his head in the early stages.
OK, the 8 o'clock is next up. It's an apprentice handicap over 1 mile and 5 furlongs, and it is very, very open, Andy. We've got some horses that had shown promise, the likes of Get Out of Jail, but then disappointed the next time. High Kicker, she was a winner last time out. You've got a few potential improvers there, not least Sawistan for the Tony Martin Yard. Wouldn't be surprised to see money come for that one. This race really could go to anyone, couldn't it, Andy?
It is, yeah. Hence the fact that it's 6-7 to on the field this morning with most firms. So it's going to take a little bit of finding. And it might be a race where you need to think a little bit outside the box. And that's what I've tried to do here with putting up a 14-1 shot. 14-1, incidentally, with William Hill, which is the best price in the village for my selection, Glendar's Best. A horse has only had 3 runs in the flat, but has been running really well. In recent times, over hurdles, actually finished third the other day down in Roscommon in a very competitive 17-runner affair behind a horse called Annie Allen. That race has run at a strong pace. He also finished third early on in June behind Baby Jake, and again in another competitive race. What basically he does want is a tight right-handed track, which Roscommon is, of course. He has run really well at Ballinrobe over hurdles and on the flat as well. Over hurdles on 3 occasions. He's finished third in a good race here last year. And he's also run well on soft ground as well. So despite his not overly looking impressive form figures, I think this horse is going to run a good deal better than his price and those blobs on the card suggest. And he comes from a stable as well. He's also 1-for-1 at the track, 100% record for Die Love here at Ballinrobe. So all in all, a decent each way bet at 14-1 is Glendar's Best.
OK, Glendar's Best in the 8 o'clock. The penultimate race on the card is the 8:30, handicap over 1.5 miles. Just the 5 runners got to post here, Andy, but there isn't much to split them. Some consistent types. I wouldn't say don't like getting the head in front, because we don't know that much about some of them. Money for the last Marju this morning from the Johnny Murta Yard. But as we speak at almost 11 o'clock, on Monday morning, it's Selskar Abbey who heads affairs for Jim Bolger and Kevin Manning. What do you make of the race, Andy?
Yeah, Trappy won this, just the 5, but probably all of them can be given a chance of sorts, hence the fact the outsider is only a 5-1 poke. Selskar Abbey won 3 starts ago, hasn't quite lived up to those heights subsequently, and was a bit disappointing the other day down in Navan. Not sure whether he'll handle the soft ground either, being by an American sire. So I'll probably look elsewhere here. The two that catch the eye are the last Marju, the number one choice, who ran as though he needed the race the other day down in Roscommon. That wasn't a bad race. It went the way of Azori. It says good ground in the official ground description, but it was definitely on the soft side. An absolute bucket of rain that day. And he just got a little bit tired on that ground first time out. But at least he did handle it, and that's going to be crucial here tonight. And he still doesn't look too badly treated for Marcus 70, so he's the number one choice. And the other one just to mention as well is the Compella, who has noted doing some good late work the other day down in Killarney. I think the step up in trip will suit him, and he's got loads of form on soft ground as well. So the two to concentrate on there are the last Marju and the Compella, the two thes, but the first one I mentioned is the vote.
OK, the final race is the 9 o'clock. It is a maiden over 1.5 miles. Some interesting runners here, Andy, not least Foil Dub on the flat for John Patrick Ryan. But we'll start with Cillian's Return, the favourite as we speak for Tony Martin and Fran Berry. Which way do you look at his form, Andy? Could be said that the run last time out behind Theo as well is pretty solid when you think that Theo as well has since bolted up over hurdles. But at the same time, Cillian's Return didn't look the most straightforward that day and beginning to have enough chances. Is there anything that you want to take him on with here?
Yeah, I think he's a bit of a risky proposition. He definitely brings the best form into the table. I think Theo as well is a horse right on top of his game at the moment and might actually run well for Mickey Winters at the Galway Festival. Such as his well-being at the moment. So it probably wasn't that much of a bad run last time out, even though, yeah, like you say, he did run a little bit awkwardly. Didn't think he handled the turn all that well. Maybe the good ground was a bit too quick for him because he'd run well on soft ground the time before, and he's got plenty of form in bumpers as well on soft ground. So he's definitely the one to beat. But you mentioned a horse there in your summary, Foil Dub, who's an interesting runner here for Local Connections, John Ryan. He does like quite a few runners here. And Foil Dub actually ran quite well over fences here 2 starts ago in a competitive handicap when he showed up quite prominently for fading. He basically is a 2-miler over hurdles and over fences. And, you know, he's been a good horse and a good servant to Connections over the years. And I definitely think he's worth a go in this race. And at the prices, around about 8-10 to 1 this morning, At least we know we're on a horse who tries very hard, has got some decent form. Class-wise, he's certainly up to this standard. And he's got plenty of soft ground form as well, conditions which are bound to be quite arduous. I mean, you know, you look back at his form this season, he was second to Roy Demy in a Grade 2. You know, he chased that horse home as well the time after at Down Royal, and he was a good fifth at the Punchestown Festival. So it's not as though he's out of form at all. So this 11-year-old, despite not normally looking towards a horse like this in a maiden, I just think he's an interesting runner and perhaps worth an each-way interest.
OK, foiled up then in the lucky last. Great stuff, Andy. Best luck with your picks in Ballinrobe on Monday, and we'll catch up with you ahead of Ballinrobe on Tuesday.
OK, mate. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.